In the summer of 1945, John F. Kennedy traveled across Europe working as a journalist. This was the period between his military service in the Navy and his first campaign for Congress. JFK kept a diary during those months on the road. It reveals a future president trying to make sense of a rapidly changing post-war world. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, Wednesday, that leather-bound book is being put up for a bid by a New Hampshire auction house.
This diary, for nearly six decades, has sat in the hands of Deirdre Henderson.
Senator John F. Kennedy gave me the diary in 1959 so that I could better understand his ideas on foreign policy.
Henderson was then an overworked campaign staffer in the Boston office. She was tasked with coordinating one of JFK's advisory committees. So he gave you this diary. I assume you went home and read it?
No, I did not. I shelved it because you've got to realize the pace of the campaign. I simply said to myself, I'll read that later on.
You're kidding. This sat on your bookshelf?
It did.
After the assassination, Henderson says the diary was too painful to consider. But eventually, she did read it, and then in 1995, published its contents in a book. The writings reveal a 28-year-old JFK sitting in on history. As a journalist for Hearst newspapers, he attends the opening of the United Nations, covers Churchill's re-election bid in England, and reports on the Potsdam Conference, where he watches Stalin and Truman interact.
Here he is, this war hero who's recovered from his injuries. He's become a reporter. He's not yet a politician, and he is intersecting with the giants of the 20th century.
This is Bobby Livingston with RR Auctions in Amherst, New Hampshire, the auction house coordinating the sale. He shows off the yellowing diary. Some of the 61 pages are typed, others handwritten. The entries are both formal and personal, including his reaction to seeing a bombed-out Berlin.
He writes, "The devastation is complete. The streets are relatively clear, but there's not a single building which is not gutted. On some of the streets, the stench, sweet and sickish from dead bodies, is overwhelming. The people all have the completely colorless faces."
By the end of the diary, there's a shift from JFK the journalist to JFK the budding politician. He writes of loyalty, ethics, and frets over his inexperience. Throughout the text, historian Frederick Logavall says Kennedy comes across as a passionate observer.
For me, what the diary shows is an inquisitive mind. I think he has a curiosity about the world around him that comes through, what I think is one of his most attractive qualities.
Those gifts would help him launch a political career, the seeds of which are in this diary. Deirdre Henderson says it's time to give the document its due.
You know, this diary is relatively unknown to the world. And I think through this auction, it will become known. And fortunately, it will find a home that's worthy of its value, intellectually.
The diary, of course, also has financial value. Bidding is expected to top $200,000. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.